Good morning once again, and welcome to Firm Foundation Christian Church. Our scripture text this morning is taken from Psalm 147, verse 7. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Please be patient with me and do not grow weary at the word of the Lord as we read Psalm 147 in its entirety. We'll be picking up on various verses from that psalm throughout this morning's sermon. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God. For it is pleasant, and praise is beautiful. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers together the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He counts the number of the stars. He calls them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing praises on the harp to our God, who covers the heavens with clouds, who prepares rain for the earth, who makes grass to grow on the mountains. He gives to the beast its food, and to the young ravens that cry. He does not delight in the strength of the horse. He takes no pleasure in the legs of a man. The Lord takes pleasure in those who fear Him, in those who hope in His mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For He has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your children within you. He makes peace in your borders and fills you with the finest wheat. He sends out His command to the earth. His word runs very swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters the frost like ashes. He casts out His hail like morsels. Who can stand before His cold? He sends out His word and melts them. He causes His wind to blow and the waters flow. He declares His word to Jacob, His statutes and His judgments to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any nation. And as for His judgments, they have not known them. Praise the Lord. We see that there is no shortage of reasons to be thankful to God. Notice, God does not give us a single reason in this psalm or in all of His word for indulgence in our own self-pity. This morning, I enjoin you to join the psalmist in singing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for all of His physical blessings. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for all of His spiritual blessings. First, we sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for all of His physical blessings. We behold the creation, the heavens which declare the glory of God. And the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out throughout all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Consider how God ensures that the rain comes, and how He has created both animal and tree alike. First, for beauty, and second, for food. For all of our human ingenuity, and for all of our technology, if the Lord withholds the rain, even for a little while, plague would begin to destroy the natural world, and we would all be done. Yet our God provides. And if He provides for the lesser things of His creation, will He not provide for you, O you of little faith? Some of you are dealing with illness. Some of you are dealing with poor health, or job loss, or struggles in your prayers and in the way that you are relating these days to God. Even going about your daily business and coming to God in prayer and doing the work that He's called you to do has become hard for you. Consider then the words of our Lord. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will He not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your Heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. First things first. Learn this truth in your heart, and your spirit shall sing for joy no matter your circumstances. After the example of those who have gone before, the early pilgrim settlers, though their number had been decimated by hunger and plague, the apostles, though they had faced persecution, first at the hands of the Jews and then at the hands of the Gentiles, and the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, who even as He was in the process of giving His life for others, was crucified by the very same people for whom He came to die. Therefore, let us also sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His spiritual blessings. The Lord takes pleasure in those who hope in His mercy. This is one of the promises that we read in the opening in the 147th Psalm. Indeed, the Lord takes such pleasure that every spiritual blessing is imparted to every weary spirit. Are you weary? Are you sick and tired of the ways in the world? Are you sick and tired of the attacks upon your faith that come from without? And sometimes those which are even of our own devising, from within, from the flesh which resides within us. You're not alone in that battle. The Apostle Paul dealt with that every single day of his life, even after his Christian conversion. Sing to the Lord, therefore, with thanksgiving for His forgiveness. For He is mighty to save, and He is willing, ready, and eager to offer forgiveness for each and every one of us who prays to Him in sincerity, asking forgiveness for sin and help in not doing the same stupid thing again and again. Which, of course, is the definition of what? So we sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His forgiveness. For in Jesus, the one mediator between God and man, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, which are without measure. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that whether we wake or sleep, in other words, whether we are among those of the redeemed who have gone to be with Him, or those of the redeemed who sit right here praising Him this morning, we should live together with Him. Thus fulfilling the promise, because I live, you shall live also. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of salvation from day to day with your mouth and with your life. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His fellowship. For we declare to you that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We gather here today as a body of believers. We have something in common, or at least many of us do. And I pray that before this service is over, each and every soul here is joined to that number, that we have believed upon Jesus Christ, the appointed Messiah who came down 2,000 years ago on account of sin, paying its penalty at the cross, at the price of His own blood, and rose again where He lives forevermore, crying out, "Come," to every weary soul who comes this morning. This gospel we preach, and this fellowship we enjoy at the communion table, which we celebrate each and every week as we gather as a church body after the example of the early apostles. God does not call the proud into His fellowship, but the humble. For again, we find it written in the 147th Psalm that our God heals the brokenhearted and lifts up the humble. So then, if forgiveness by God, salvation from God, and fellowship with God are not known to you, they can be if your heart is ready today. I promise you this, God is ready to receive you right now through His Son, Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord is His gospel, and His gospel is peace. Therefore, let us also sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His word. In the 147th Psalm, it is written that God declares His word to Israel. And so He did. For in the Old Testament times, the oracles of God were delivered to the Jews first. But today, He declares it to you. There are not yet enough guests in God's wedding hall. His servants today are going out into the highways and the byways of Woonsocket, Rhode Island, and every other place, inviting both good and bad. Some of the bad are turning to Christ because they know that there is a better way. Many of those who have esteemed themselves good are turning to Christ because they realize that they're good. It's not good enough. God's word, the Bible, is His appointed means to cut to the heart of every man, woman, and child. We only recognize this fact when we quote it in every point, in every sermon. It is the gospel of Christ, the power of God to salvation. Thanksgiving is upon us. As we say grace at mealtimes, and I hope that we all do, and as we pray during the day, if we truly know God, that is what we do. Let our mealtime blessings and all of our prayers be after this manner. Let us sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His physical blessings, and let us sing to the Lord with thanksgiving for His spiritual blessings. Let us now pray after this manner. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the food, the clothing, and the shelter that You have provided for us. For all of these things which You have given us are beyond measure. Even the least of us is blessed more in these things, in this place, in this country, than most of the people on this earth. May we never take it for granted. Heavenly Father, we pray for You, or we pray to You for healing of our infirmities and help in alleviating the pain that so many of us go through. But Heavenly Father, we also thank You for the physical health that we do enjoy. The ability of those of us to be able to come here and publicly worship You. And for those of us who couldn't, to be able to hear this message being preached by some other avenue. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for the spiritual blessings that You have given us. You have set eternity in our hearts. And then You have told us how to spend it with You. We are so thankful that You have revealed Yourself so personally in that way. We are thankful that You've done it in our hearts, in the hearts of so many of those we love. And we pray that today You do it in every heart of the hearing of this message in these scriptures. We pray in the great and the awesome name of the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Life, the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega, the author and finisher of our faith, our Lord, our God, our Savior, Jesus, whom we call Christ. Amen.